Hi, we're talking about teaching better, man. Session two, looking back. Robert's got some tips that he's observed from watching others and teaching it himself. What do you have for us today, Robert?
Okay, this is a powerful session because this helps guys get in touch with how they've become, who they've become. And so realize you're gonna really bond with the guys over the next two sessions, sessions two and three. First thing I would say, and I've just got a few tips. First thing I would say is you can open with a good humorous story if you'd like. Tim Lundy does, just to connect with guys, have a little fun. Tim Lundy does that with a Gene Stallings story, a sports story that was really good, not just because it was a good opening, but he tied it to the close. And so you might just take note of that. If you think that's worth using, steal it. If not, come up with something on your own. The key to this session is making the past come alive for every man in a new way. A lot of guys have never really explored their past. So your job is to help these men see how important the past is in making them who they are today, and then ultimately helping them deal with some of the issues that they've covered up and are potentially hidden there that's hurting their manhood now. Also, as a speaker, you need to model connecting the past to the present by telling your story to the men who are there. This is really the major part of the session, is you standing up there and telling your life story. And you can use that in a lot of different ways, but there's just some pointers there in your notes to help you organize your story. If you watch Tim Lundy, you can see him using that. But you might also, Tim doesn't do this, but you might also want to put some pictures of your family, the family you grew up in, up on the screen. What you look like as maybe a young boy with your mom and dad, or the family you grew up in, your brothers or sisters, just being able to kind of talk through who they were and how they impacted your life. But you want to talk about the relationships with your family and the key defining moments that happened there as you were growing up. Especially, you might want to talk about your dad and how that relationship with your dad affected you. Tim does a great job modeling that, and if you watch that video, you'll see him do that. But you want to include pictures and good stories, and you want to be open and honest and let the guys pick up on that. I can't emphasize that enough because it's going to bond you to your men. And you're also going to be modeling for the men what you want them to do after you finish teaching that morning, around not only around their table, but as you notice in your workbook, between session two and three, they're going to have an outside table meeting at one of the table leaders' homes or offices offsite, where they're going to be instructed in the manual in how to tell their stories. And they'll be getting in this outside storytelling time for 2 or 3 hours together. They might have a dessert or a meal together somewhere between session two and three, but they're going to get a lot of extended time to tell their story. And they'll want to tell their story. But what gets them jump-started is hearing you being honest and telling your story and how the past made you who you are today.
Now, Robert, what happens if somebody says, well, boy, I don't have a story like Tim's. I don't have a story like Robert's. You know, I had a good relationship with my father. What would be the right way to approach that so that it opens up that honesty? Is it looking for a moment of pain? I mean, no father relationship is perfect.
Right. We're not looking for dramatic stories. But what we will give you is we'll give you some direction to introduce the members of your family. When the participants tell their story, they'll introduce members of their family and tell different things about them and how they related to them. They'll be able to tell three things. One is a good story of the family that their family growing up. They'll be able to tell maybe one difficult moment, and everybody's had a difficult moment that maybe really impacted them, and one life-changing moment growing up. And that could be a good life-changing moment, or it could be one that really impacted them negatively. Maybe their parents got divorced or something like that. But we give you those directions mm-hmm. in the manual. What we want the men to see is you being open about your life, good, bad, or a combination of both. Because if you do that,
this isn't the time to be the hero.
That's right.
In the room.
That's right. That's right.
And by exposing your wound, it will help them deal with theirs.
That's right. And Mark, as you see, when you finish and they get around their table, we have to hold the guys back because most guys have never told their story. And after they've seen it modeled, they're going to want to tell their story, even if their story is all really good. But they'll want to talk about it because you've helped them see that some of the things in their past that were really good, they've never really appreciated or understood. That's why they are who they are today. So they're going to want to tell their story. They won't be able to tell, every guy won't be able to tell their story around the table after your talk, but they will be able to share a few things. That's why we have the extended time, because outside of session two, these guys will get together. They'll have an evening together, maybe share a dessert or a meal or whatever, and sit around, and each guy will have the opportunity to in-depth tell their life story. And as they do that, the guys are going to bond deeply together, and that bonding will then facilitate their discussions from session two all the way to the end. It'll make them richer and deeper and more honest, having done that outside storytelling time. So for you as a live teacher, just know you telling your story jumpstarts all of that, okay? And then what you want to do is mention at the end of your talk that invitation to that outside storytelling time. If you don't want to do it in your talk, you just want to finish your talk with a great illustration like Tim Lundy does in telling the Captain Hook story, you might just want to finish your talk, have the guys have their table discussion time, and before they get dismissed, you walk back up there and say, now guys, remember to get with your table leader and set a time to do this outside storytelling time because it's going to be a rich time and then you can dismiss them. So those are the tips to make session two, looking back in the past, and we're just talking about how we became the kind of men we've become because of the influence of the past. You want this to set these guys up to get real and honest with one another. So enjoy it.